Blog Talk Radio.
Like that, like that. Like that, like that. Like that, like that. Like that, like that. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Like that, like that. Look how she throw it back. I'm in the club, straight hand, fat blunt. Throwing out a freak so I can bust a nut. Into that specificy in touch. I ain't tryna be a man, I just wanna crush. I got a man and I don't take a fuss. I would love to have a wife, but I need a prenup. But I'm addicted to fat like that. Nice legs, skinny in the waist, pretty in the face. Over there, I catch a case. Cause my chick, up with me, she told the 3-8. Looking at this, I know it's gay. Cause girl, don't hate, do what you feel, don't say. Now back the little mama with the A. Double S, with the gifts to each dress. Put Tana and Lurline to the test. Too late to get the rest, nah. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back.
Hold up, so I'm gonna share the ground, gonna share the round. Bad bitch, no bitch, pull it up, all die so quick. Say I give you money if you like it. I ain't sick, but I'm hot, I took the 7-6. Took it to the apartment and made a flip, called a chopper, no complaint. She candy on Big Daddy, she said she like the candy on my Chevy. So she ready to throw a bite, put her in her mouth and started the pipe. Time to listen to this all day and night. If you want a free, that's ready. They in the L13, all you need is a Chevy.
Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back.
Get what they be getting you for the same price.
I know he's a better. I'm playing like I say it, talking like I'm walking. I only smoke good, that cook from California. Killer chef coming, I got myself an army. I ride for my dogs and anybody else around me. Fuck with me, you don't wanna have to see the dog in me. I'm yacked up, homie, come and drink a cup with me. Power County, I put it on the map. FL, I put it on my back.
Hey, okay. Fuck what they talking about. They don't want to see me. Check this shit out. They don't want to see me riding in the candy thing. Throwing up gang signs on my nigga's mane. And we made the pain rain like a holocaust. Blurping out my words cause they told me not to cuss. And you caused a lot of fuss but I'ma solve all that. Talking creepin' in your hood when I'm in all black. And I'ma unload. I'm dumping at you with the hoes. Rastafari rule boys and we told a lot of joys. We told a lot of drugs but they going for the low. Just like my guy, please hurry up and lie. When I'm poking out my eyes, tell my mama not to cry, please. Hold on, it's gonna be okay. Riding in the Chevrolet, yeah, I got it today. I'ma get it sprayed, homie, you can get touched. Shooting up the whole house, you better stop fucking with us. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill.
You say you wanna ride up, baby girl, take a chance riding in the fast lane like we in the ambulance. Niggas always scurry in the morning, niggas blurry. I used to watch murder till my bitch got blurry. Cause every day is murder. But when it come to you, you assess a little thing. Bless her, thank you, way it's cute. Any booting in the shoe, it even don't matter. Cause I'm all about my money. Yeah, yeah, I'm stacking chatter. Now they all on my side like a kick when I test. I lay a nigga out like a cheat on the bed. Get him infrared, what you thought it was done. Every time I come around, you know I pack me a gun. You know it's off on my lawn for when it come to the weed. I need everything. Please don't challenge to me, cause if you do it, bitch, you pray for when I knock your ass out. You just a street reject and you ain't selling no clout. Sneak through your back door, put my gun in your mouth, yeah. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill.
Multiple times we had fight me. Once my friends shooting dice, smoking weed, trying to get us a meal. Everybody had their own thing, their own cane. They locked my homeboy Jeff up. A damn shame, I'm crying, meaning I was on the block. For selling rocks, now everybody toting blocks and shit. You drop it quick, you post it up on 30 seconds, bitch. You know the place, I told my homies, I'ma get his rich. They on my dick, when it comes to the bitches, from the road to the riches. I'm riding with my niggas, same size, and I'm missing. Yeah, they shot my little homie, hell yeah, man, I miss it. You thought a nigga did it, but I need it, don't get it, yeah.
Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill.
Inhale the tree.
Plant the seeds and use the tree.
to take the swish of kick on a philosophical journey to another place. Peach, strawberry, banana, mango, whatever your flavor. You create the fantasy as you thumb the paper and flip the pages. Parallel planes, you are El Presidente.
Inhale the truth.
Blind with the white eyes.
Inhale the truth.
Well relaxed, find the friendly skies and optimal comfort.
With the past.
Tell Panama Red what you want.
Inhale the
zigzag through
this purple haze.
Puff the magic dragon.
Inhale the truth.
Bing bong on the magic school bus.
Inhale the truth.
Get your permission slip.
Inhale the truth.
For an educational trip to the burning bush.
Inhale the truth. Inhale the tree.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Meet the tambourine man, who takes Alice to Wonderland, where every farmer is rich. Blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks are mild. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk.
Like
a pirate,
inhale the tree.
Ignite the ceremony,
inhale the tree.
A cycle in matrimony,
inhale the tree.
Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees. Trees think about the leaves. Through history, known for his mind altering properties. Offering prophecies that are evident and true. Take these papers. Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the truth.
Take these papers.
Inhale the truth.
The author of the oppressed man.
Inhale the truth.
Freedom. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence from control thoughts. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the trees and only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. And what the ash forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the trees.
Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth.
When I die.
Inhale the truth.
Burn me up.
Inhale the truth.
Get lit.
Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth.
Inhale the truth.
Inhale the truth.
And let the tribes of the ancient world pollinate the earth, which has been uprooted from cruelty. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the truth.
Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That assimilates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Hello, Mr. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the truth.
A new birth. For certification from Mother Earth. Sat along these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context. Or printed as a book.
Inhale the truth.
Inhale the truth.
Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth. Inhale the truth.
This is the beginning of life. Don't forget, y'all is live on the second half, tearing it up, just tearing it up Thursday with your boy Smell So Good in the building. This is Soul Sister with that new hit single, 360 Life. Check it out. Live.
Existence revolves around three numbers divisible by three, and they would be 3, 6, and 9. Because 3 plus 6 equals 9. A perfect circle is 360 degrees, which starts with 3 and 6, which equals 9, and ends in a perfect circle again and again and again. And do you remember when the beginning of the school year was in September, right after Labor Day, a holiday which is a special occasion? September, a word with 9 letters, was the 9th month of the year. 9 months, the gestation of a baby. Stages at 3, 6, and 9 months, better known as trimesters, and trimester is a word with 9 letters. 3, 6, and 9 equal 18, 1 and 8 equal 9. That's 1 plus 8 equals 1 times 9, and 9 times 9 equals 81, and 8 plus 1 equals 9. 9 times 8 equals 72, and 7 plus 2 equals 9. 9 times 7 equals 63, and 6 plus 3 equals 9. 9 times 6 equals 54, and 5 plus 4 equals 9. And the rest of this verse is completed by the inverse, 45, 36, 27, 18, 9. Sum total being 135. 1 plus 3 plus 5 equals 9. So, as I was saying, 3 plus 6 plus 9 equals 18, which is the beginning of adulthood. Adulthood, a word with 9 letters. It also juxtaposes the end of childhood. Childhood, a word with 9 letters. So, check this out. What life is all about is pregnancy, a word with 9 letters. Childhood, a word with 9 letters. Adulthood, a word with 9 letters. Menopause, a word with 9 letters. But the real epiphany is that I am Stephanie, and Stephanie is a name with 9 letters. It would seem that 9 was everything, but 9 is just the beginning, because beginning is a word with 9 letters. This poem was written in June, right around the time of the full moon. This is the middle. The climax we've all been waiting for, the number 6. Now, 6 can play pretty symmetrical tricks, which makes good meter in poetry, because poetry is a word with 6 letters. I might have very little to mention about the middle, since nobody pays it much attention unless there's a climactic event, like an orgasm. Orgasm is a word with 6 letters. This is the middle, because middle is a word with 6 letters. The 6th month is the middle of the year. M-I-D-D-L-E, 2 sets of 3. This is how it's important to me. This is the end. The end of innocence. In a time where we need pins for ATMs, because our wilting privacy is best remembered in sets of 3. P-I-N and ATM are 3-word acronyms. The cycle ends in 30. 30 days past November, April, June, and September. What about December, the 12th month? 1 plus 2 equals 3. This is where the end of innocence begins with me. S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, 3 sets of 3. 3 plus 3 equals 6, and 3 times 3 equals 9. And the beginning of a perfect cycle is a perfect circle at the end of the number 30. This is the end, because end is a word with 3 letters. 3 plus 360 degrees equals 363. 3 plus 6 plus 3 equals 12. 1 plus 2 equals 3. And end in a perfect circle again. And this.
Nah, I told y'all I was going to be playing music right. Check this out. This is what I want to do. I got a lot of ladies that ain't even getting represented, right? You know what I'm saying? A lot of women in the female industry, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you know I love you, girl. Big ups to Professor ED out there, you know what I'm saying? Representing NYC, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to 12 Inc. Incorporation hanging out, you know what I'm saying? My dog Goofy Bone. And the sexiest woman out of New Zealand, Miss Little Lola, going down real big. My international hottie just stepped off in the building, you know what I'm saying? Stepped off in the room. Y'all want to check out the most dynamic, versatile show that's across the world, man. You already know. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr on Skype. Oh, it's all good, girl. You know what I'm saying? I feel your good graces in the chat room, girl. You know what I'm saying? Little Lola holding it down. Big ups to all my New Zealanders out there. You know what I'm saying? It's coming all the way from Florida, baby. FLA 813. You already know. So I'm the next couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying, I'm finna get into before the straight up 1 hour, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play nothing but females, you know what I'm saying? We finna run nothing but the ladies. So represent for y'all one time. Big ups to all my ladies, female MCs in the game, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? My artist, Ja Nu, hottest female rapper in the South. MySpace.com/JaNuThePrincess or MySpace.com/DrakBoysPrincess. You can check out either one of those ways, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. So next 39 minutes, I'm going to play nothing but some jams, man. We're going to get into it. Representing for all the ladies out there, you know, real big. That's how we do. Right here live, it's Reckoning Game Radio. I'm going to take one call, and it's probably damn Professor E.D. calling in to bother me because I told her I wasn't taking no calls. So I'm going to answer the call anyways. Yes, caller.
Hey.
Oh, I thought it was ED. I was finna get mean.
You taking calls today?
No, I just want to play some music. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get these ladies rep. You know what I'm saying? Ladies ain't getting enough representation, so I wanna just give, you know, play like four songs in a row. Play nothing but some ladies. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had a lot of people on the phone calling anyway, so I figure I'd take this early moment out to, you know, get that exposure going on for everybody to figure out I'm on and then start calling in and blowing the line up.
Cool.
Like you've done. Thank you.
I'm not really supposed to be on here, so...
Let me tell you something. Every single time you say that, I sit back and I get 400 chuckles to myself. Because you done said it 400 times.
I know, because this is my getting ready for work time. You know when I call in that I'm usually late to work.
What? Oh, yeah.
So good. Okay.
Thank you for making me feel guilty. Tell your boss my bad.
That's right. Yeah, I have to tell it. I'm sorry I'm late because, you know, I was at DJ Smosser's good show. You should check it out.
Be like, who the fuck is that guy? It's all good. Just download the episode and drop it on his desk. You know what I'm saying? Like, just download this episode, burn up a copy to a little CD, and just drop it on his desk.
He would fight because it's so good. I listen to Blog Talk at work, but I don't usually have time to listen to him. So
I mean, 12 Inc. was listening to it. My homeboy Sean. Security Ron, and he had a model on there, Miss August. So they was all listening from work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was big ups.
That was big ups to everybody who checks me out from their job, from their school. I got a couple people actually listening to me from school. Yeah. Shit,
you've got a regular fan base, I can see.
Unintentionally, I think people just like to talk and...
ED,
she don't be talking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? She just called to be bothersome to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
She is not.
My show be off. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like getting constant listeners, man. Because then when people don't show up, then my show be all off. You know what I'm saying? Because I be looking for them. Like, she missed the whole first half. She come in the last 2 minutes of the show talking about, hey, ain't no damn hey. Girl, you're late. I know you ain't getting paid, but neither am I. We doing this for the people, girl. But then Goofy Bone be there. You know what I'm saying? He wake me up. We got the little Boost Mobile chirp going on. So he chirp in, chirp out, you know what I'm saying? That's how we keep in contact of you know, where all the shows at and all that kind of stuff. So, represent, you know what I'm saying? We represent.
You've got a great show.
Yeah, I'm just blessed, you know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. Oh, Lord, now I know who this is. No, Lord, please, no. Jesus. Yes. Shit.
Why are you trying to play me?
Damn, man, I knew it. Back on the mute. Shit, the mute button don't work. Damn.
Stop trying to play me. You are always trying to hit on me. Seriously.
I only hit on the people I love, so you better be lucky. You know what I'm saying? Girl, you better be lucky. Better be hated on and not hated on at all.
You know what I'm doing right now?
Would you like me to imagine?
Sure, but I'm trying to make a track. I'm gonna like make a rap track.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I love you, girl. Ooh. That's the only reason why I love you right there, girl. It's the determination that you have. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. New single from Professor E.D. Y'all is coming up soon right here live on the Smelly Record and Game Radio, man. We play the most exclusive. We're going to have Lil Lola write her new single coming out soon. Called Straight Out of New Zealand.
Well, I might be reading poetry this Saturday, so you know. I'll need to have a drink for that, though. I've never read poetry out before, but
You write poetry, though.
I do write it, but I'm not very comfortable with poetry. I'm not really used to writing, so it's only been a few months. But I do have a couple of pieces. I don't know. We'll see. I definitely think I'll need to read it out on air. It's making me very nervous just thinking about it. But, you know, who knows? Might happen. Mm. I think I'll need to, I don't know. I need to be drunk off my face before I can read it. But,
then you might be saying some other words.
Yeah, well.
When you get drunk, this is how it goes down.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Alotta of...
Little
Lord.
Oh, my bad. So don't get drunk out your head, girl. That's what might end up happening, you know what I'm saying? Somebody be introducing you like that.
Yeah.
But guess what I got for Lola? Guess what I got for Lola?
Oh,
yeah, girl, you just hold on the phone, girl. yeah, I know you're here, girl. I know you're here. One time, this is a lure, you know what I'm saying? Special dedication for Miss Lola out there representing New Zealand. Right here live. Yeah, girl. Think about you, girl. Going down real big.
Indication.
real quick, let me click my VIP back in. Little Lola VIP, you know what I'm saying? I know you got to get ready, girl. You know what I'm saying? I had to play that for you to get your day jump started off to
That brings back memories. You're right.
Yeah, but that fit just right, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm playing all ladies right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing nothing but female artists trying to rep for the ladies. And, you know, that was real appropriate, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that, yeah. Big ups. I think somebody want to say something to you. Four way in the building.
Hello, Miss Lola.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Goofy Bone. DJ Smells
hey,
So Good, number one fan.
Man, you just
Smells So Good. That song that you just played right there, I want to give a shout out to those ladies, even though they didn't blow up. But when I was locked up, that song came out, and I would look forward to every day to hear it on, because we used to have like a, it's kind of like a little MTV, but it was for the Bay Area. It's called CMC. I would wait every day for that song. Those chicks, they had a beautiful voice, man.
That's
all I got to say.
Like,
I play them on all of my shows. They're like my second favorite band ever. I love Allure.
They doing it. Yeah, that's what I hate, though, man, when they get, you know, quality groups that come out and just don't get, you know what I'm saying, get that swept under the rug feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm not sure why Allure didn't do very well in the States. I mean, it's like En Vogue. They didn't seem to do well in the States, but they did great in New Zealand.
Yeah,
oh, they did?
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Now, any artist out there always does better overseas and in other countries than they do here in the United States. Guaranteed, it's proven. It's
already
a fact. Go
to
the UK.
I'll be in New Zealand next week.
Come to New Zealand. Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah. Where Milli Vanilli came from? Where they came from? They from the UK, ain't they?
They're German. German. And when they started out, they were all German based, and when they started out, they were, I think what they call a manufactured group. So they were made to.
They were models when they was discovered, though.
Yeah, that's right. And so they were very, I think that the songs would have done well on their own, but they did better because the two guys in Milli Vanilli just happened to be, you know.
Yeah. But they could have made money off of the song, but then they made millions off of the image. It's a difference. They can make a couple of thousand off the song, but then eventually the song gonna play out. You know what I'm saying? But if you got that image, that image ain't gonna never. They made
blame it on the rain.
Billions off of the image. I mean, they made billions off of the image. But it was no song to even back it up. Not from them as artists. It was no song.
They were huge.
Never a song. That's like watching damn Eddie Murphy, Distinguished Gentleman, and he got into the goddamn senator seat off of a dude that just died, but he had the same initials of his name and shit. So he ran his whole campaign strictly off of a name. No image, no nothing. So all these people voted for was the same dude with the same initials, thinking that was a white dude. And then he pop up on you know what I'm saying, on the day that he get voted into the office. Da-da, you know what I'm saying? That's Eddie Murphy and shit. Everybody looking like, what the? You know what I'm saying?
But you know, it was funny when they were exposed and the truth came out and everything, and then the real, you know, Milli Vanilli released their album and everything, they just didn't do well at all. Nobody even gave them a chance.
But
you know,
I'm saying they were not singles, though. They were not even ever discovered as singles. They were discovered just for that purpose. Just like the fat black dude and the fat white dude that was actually doing the damn singing, they was never discovered for their looks. They was just discovered for their voice. So they did a two and two. Well, shit, we can't use our image.
Milli Vanilli is that they hurt a lot of people. There's millions and billions of fans out there.
They didn't hurt shit. I can't blame it on them. You know what I'm saying? I blame it on the record company that pulled that motherfucking hoodwink over everybody's eyes.
Yeah, but you got to realize that they ain't going to get mad at the record company. They're going to get mad at the people who did it.
Right, right. I mean, so, they came up. They did their performance. They did their little dance and did it bop. And, you know, they portrayed the image that that's what America at that time was. Look, what the world at that time. Because everybody and mama had a fucking Milli Vanilli doll. Was singing that Blaming on the Rain. I was saying, now they had a couple of hits. It was like, what the fuck?
Hey, Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You. That was my favorite.
I'm Gonna Miss You. That's it. There. Man, let me look. Fuck that shit, man. Let me look up some motherfucking Milli Vanilli. Goddamn.
Some Milli Vanilli.
Your ass don't fucking get no play everywhere else. You gonna get some fucking play on this
Blame
show,
it
here, man.
On the Rain.
Fuck that. We finna find some Milli Vanilli after we play these females. You know, then get the ladies out of the way. We're going to run some Milli Vanilli. You hear it at the side of my voice, Milli Vanilli. Somebody
I must
called.
Get ready, but thanks, DJ Smell, for the love your show.
You know it. Most love for all New Zealand. It's real. It's real. Much love all my New Zealanders out there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all my people overseas, international, worldwide, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the love. And show enough come back each and every day right here. You know what I'm saying? On Wrecking the Game Radio. So, you know, with that being said, do what you do, girl. I'm looking up this Milli Vanilli.
Hey, I'm listening. Okay. Bye, DC. I'll see you guys soon.
Vanilli. All right. I'll make sure I'm spelling this right. Milli Vanilli. Goofy Bone, what you got going on, Holmes? Uh-oh. Am I talking to myself? Oh, no, you still there. Goofy Bone, what's happening? Do I got to chirp you, goddammit? Oh, I think
Hello?
I got to chirp you. Oh, I thought Hello? I had to chirp you. Boy, I'm about to chirp in.
Oh, no. Last night, me and Bruce were doing a collaboration, and dude was just calling to see if we got that track that he sent us, but I was yelling at him saying, nah, he didn't send it.
Oh. Yeah, I know we got this motherfucking chirp going on.
The chirpers.
The chirpers, no. Hold on. Oh, his line busy, y'all. Y'all see his line busy.
Who's line busy?
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah, I should do a song to that one.
y'all hear the chirp? That shit there crazy, yeah. That shit is some... Technology is just dumbfounding me. When I get my motherfucking cell phone watch coming soon, I'm going to be off the fucking meat rack. I'm looking like straight James Bond up in this bitch, man. What's up in the sky, man? You know what I'm saying? A whole straight load of records, man. Y'all already know it ain't nothing but love up in here, man. And 12 Inc., you know what I'm saying, hanging out.
Yeah, what's up
CD.
With 12 Inc.?
She hanging out in on the side, on the slide, you know what I'm saying, waiting for her promo and shit.
Was that her husband who looked like Rick Ross and Isaac?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I hope not. I mean, no. Sorry.
you know we're live, right?
Hey, that was fucked up. Yeah, it was fucked up. But hell, we done talked about the motherfucker anyway. He's looking like a. Goddamn cross-dressing Rick Ross and shit look like.
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, you know, that's Rick Isaac Ross Hayes and shit.
Rick Isaac
Ross Hayes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. 12, tell your husband we ain't talking about him. Tell him we ain't talking about him.
Much love, 12.
We ain't going to talk about him no more.
Much love.
Oh man, that's real, man. Big ups to all the ladies, man. I'm paying nothing but some ladies hits right now. I got a rep for the females. Got three more songs for the ladies. Then let's see if any Milli Vanilli even come up. Cause shit, I need that. That's something probably harder than a bitch to find.
Blame it on the rain. Well, I'm going to make a remix of that shit.
And have they little, and sample they little shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're going to sue me, you think?
They're going to sue me. one half gonna sue you. Shit, the other two motherfucker kill herself. So.
Oh yeah, now that dude, he's in San. Well, the last time I heard, he was in San Francisco. You know, doing little shows here and there. But.
Oh shit! This shit popped up. Hell fucking no.
And I didn't really follow him after that, but fuck it.
This shit popped up. I can't believe this shit actually popped the fuck up.
What? Wow. What popped
Milla Vanilli.
On what?
On I use some shit. It's something like LimeWire. Same shit, but it's called FrostWire.
Okay.
It's called FrostWire, you know what I'm saying? Same shit though, you know what I'm saying? Yo, yeah, it damn sure pulled up. That's why when little Lola, she asked me for that lure. I had it the other day, but we had got off the show too early. I was finna play it for her. That's why I was waiting for her to call in so I can bless them ears with that song now. Going down. Let me see. Baby, don't forget. Baby, don't forget my number. Oh, shit. Man, this shit is taking me back to motherfucking 7th grade or some shit, man. I forgot.
Exactly.
God damn. Ah, man. Y'all, hey, we're going to have a fucking Milla Vanilli. I don't know what the hell we're going to call it. Mini marathon. We're going to get back into some old shit. We're going to play some old shit. Fuck it. I still love you, Milla Vanilli. I know what they did to you. Ran y'all motherfuckers. Ran y'all motherfuckers through the muck. Ain't got what the fuck they wanted off of you. Then told y'all ass to get the hell on. Just in case y'all try to do anything after this with y'all careers, we're going to take care of that for you. And they damn sure did. Yeah, well, they took care of that.
Shout out to the what's left of Milla Vanilli.
Man, I mean, man, shit. Let me see about what else. They only got two songs, shit. The Baby Don't Forget My Number and... No, three songs. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Girl, You Know It's True. That's all.
Girl, You Know It's True.
I mean, hey, fuck that, man. They need to get actors awards and shit for that. If anything, man. As I keep thinking back, man, it's some real bullshit, man.
Girl, You Know It's True.
Nah, hey, I ain't never get the damn pics either, man. I don't know what the fuck, man. The pic that you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said Stalker Heaven. Woman, the world is Stalker Heaven, little Lola. Got nothing to do with you putting a picture up. This whole world stalks. Oh, my bad, girl. I thought you ain't want to talk no more. See how she do you. You was back on live.
Thank you. I've been talking for ages.
Oh, when you tell me you finna start getting ready for work, I don't need to hear y'all in the bathroom brushing your teeth and all that other kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
get the hair dryer.
I go on to get you your privacy. You know what I'm saying? And just when I see the little hand pop up, I know you want to say something.
Girl, you know it's true.
But you want to call back in and sing with us? You call in to sing with us? Kick a couple of Milla Vanilli bars?
Oh, yeah. I love Milla Vanilli. I could do sugar and Milla Vanilli hour. If you do a Milla Vanilli tribute show, I will take the day off work to come and listen to it. Put it that way.
I don't know about that one, but we'll try.
Yeah. I don't know about losing money over these motherfuckers, but... Shit, I lost enough money back in the days for buying some goddamn Milla Vanilli lunch boxes and shit. I was Milla Vanilli down like the A-team and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Deuce
yeah,
Hazards
yeah.
when
but
that came
great.
Out.
I would have played them on my show, but I will come to your show and listen.
I mean, you on my show, hell, you finna hear it in a minute. I'm loading these stuff up right now. We finna Milly out in a minute. I got a couple more female artists. Oh, in the sky, say you out the building, everybody. Say you got the peace out. Ooh.
All right, later, Indy.
All right, nope. Yeah, so going a real big. I thought Professor said she was calling back in. I think she's chilling in the chat room, though. That's real big. Let me take this moment out to.
Damn, they were around for what?
a minute,
ten,
dog.
No, 5-6 years.
They did a minute of improv, improv and shit. That's all the fuck they was doing was motherfucking improv and shit.
What was their original album name? Was it, what was it? Keep on running, I think, or something. Keep something.
Hold on.
No. The Moment of Truth, I think. That was their album.
Yeah, good memory.
I don't remember it, but I mean, I remember it, they changed the name. It was like Keep On Something, and then they renamed it to The Moment of Truth, I think.
Was a pop dance music project formed by Frank Farian in Germany in 1988. Wow, this is coming
that's
from
1988. Oh my God, that's like over 20 years ago. Shit.
Damn, I'm dropping a link in the chat room. Anybody want to check out a picture of Milli Vanilli? You know what I'm saying? Going down real
big. I can't believe that I'm old enough to say 20 years ago this happened. You know?
Yeah, you got to face
so
the music,
old.
Lady.
Oh my God.
Yes, lady, you're no longer a spring chicken.
You're no longer a spring chicken.
Okay, hold on, let me see. And they released a greatest hits in 2007.
They did. It's right there.
Hell fucking nah. Fab got his own shit called Roll. It's going to be coming out. That's his name, Fab Morvan.
Yeah, Fab Morvan, yeah, that's his name.
That's why they changed the name to Rob and Fab and shit after that. It was Milli Vanilli, then after they got busted out, then they changed it to Rob and Fab, and that happened in 93. The last album was 91, The Moment of Truth. And then the release only in the U.S. was Rob and Fab. Man,
okay,
y'all should have released that shit anywhere else but here, because Back in Attack, Love Revolution. All right, come on, let's see. First album was All or Nothing back in 1988, and it was released
only... All or Nothing, that's what I remember.
It was released only in Europe, and the tracks consisted of Can You Feel My Love, Boy in the Tree, Money, Dance with the Devil, I'm Gonna Miss You, that was a number hit, All or Nothing, Baby Don't Forget My Number, Dreams to Remember, don't remember that. Is it Love?
Blame It on the Rain.
I don't think I remember.
Yeah, Blame It on the Rain was good.
That was my song right there. I'm still thinking.
You know what? Oh my God, I've still got it on cassette tape somewhere.
Damn.
That's how old.
It went to number one with that shit too, man.
What, Blame It on the Rain?
That. Yeah, that whole album went to number one. That whole album in 1988 was at number one in Europe before it came over here. It was at number one.
Damn.
Wow.
I got to go to Europe.
I'm telling you, dog, the UK will blow anybody up. I mean, because you got to think about what the UK consists of. You know what I'm saying? The UK is every single country, damn near in the world. You know what I'm saying? Besides the United States. So you're dealing with countries versus just dealing with, you know what I'm saying,
states.
Different people in the United States. Yeah, different states. And we all speak one language. You know what I'm saying? The UK, they listening to it more for the beat. And you know what I'm saying? The beat and the image of it more than just the lyrics, because they ain't understanding what the fuck you talking about. But that's just like listening to Spanish music. When I listen to Spanish, I don't know what the fuck they be talking about. I like the beat. You got a good beat, I'll bounce to it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to all kind of music. I even listened to German music when I was over there, and I ain't dig all of it. But it was you know what I'm saying, some of the beats I felt, some of it I did. You know, just like techno, I feel some of the beats. Some of the shit make me want to go kill my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, speech is on. Whatever you like to listen to. Okay. A little old done ran off again. All right. All right, we got 408 in the building again. 408, what at it?
What it do? DJ smell so good?
All right, that's why you say you was leaving. You was leaving the chat room to get your ass on the phone. All right.
Yeah, I'm about to be driving up to Concord. You know, I didn't want to miss the rest of your show. I love your show, man.
You say Concord?
Hey,
what is
it's
that?
In the sky.
Where is Concord at?
What's good,
Concord?
Man?
Yeah,
it's
where is that?
North of San Jose.
It's like by San Francisco, kind of.
East Bay.
Okay.
East Bay area. Right.
I understood all of that. Y'all done said, four different parts of damn Cali, and I'm still in San Jose.
Remember when you come down here, we'll take you there, man.
Oh, that's real. Listen, I live in the hoods now, because if y'all scared to go to the hoods, I like to go to the hoods, unless you know where the best weed spot is at.
The best weed spot is in Straight Loc Records, guaranteed.
Well, hell no, because you have to go out looking for some shit.
Yeah, but see, I get weight, so we're not doing the little, the $20 here, $20 there. I get enough to where we're smoking smoking about a good 10, 15 blunts a day. That's how we do it over here.
Oh, okay, shoot at you. Hey, big up to Sound Off Radio, popping back off for the second half. And this is You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know this is the second half of the show. We did 2 hours earlier, you know what I'm saying? We came back for another two. Don't forget, tomorrow is the six-hour marathon. I got to make sure that Miller Vanilla ain't done yet. Y'all think it's
rain.
A game. We finna hear some motherfucking Miller Vanilla on this game.
I
want to
hear it, man.
We finna fucking hear some Miller damn Vanilla. Yeah,
Goofy Bone loves Nelly Manilli. That fool was always talking about him. Nelly
hey,
Manilli,
202, I see you off in the building. I got you off in the building. What's happening?
What it is, man. It's your neighborhood spokes, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9. Sound Off Radio in here. What it is?
Oh,
hey, Sound
okay.
Off, what's up? What's good?
He gave that whole promo. I thought that was his name and shit. I'm like, damn, that's a long name.
Oh, you already know. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Like, I tell people all the time, I don't care where I go. I could be at my grandmother's house. You better believe I got some flyers in my book bag. It's always a promo stop.
That's the way to put it. You got
to
act like this is, well, this is real radio. This just ain't that syndicated bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Uncut, uncensored. You talking to people offices right now. You talking to somebody at their school right now. You talking to somebody on the city bus. You talking to somebody on the train. You talking to somebody getting ready for work that's 12 hours ahead of us. So,
hey, real quick, big up to New Orleans. My man Fiend, he came through, did it real major with me for my show on Tuesday. You know what I mean? And it was a good look, man. It was a real good look. Fiend, you might know him. He was with No Limit. Back in the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rumored to be with Rough Riders.
I heard a few years after that. That was a good show. I heard that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We're going to try to keep it coming. You feel what I'm saying? But I was stopping through to holler at the homie. DJ Smells So Good, man. I'm going to tell y'all something. This cat right here is funny as hell, man. This dude, man, you a fool, man.
That guy's not funny.
It ain't me, man. She's that damn off the freaking meat rack. Host and guest that be calling in like Goofy Bone. I mean, listen, it's 12 o'clock when I start my show. It's 9 o'clock in the morning in the motherfucking Cali. This motherfucker is getting straight off the goddamn bus buying 10 blunts, a 2-pack of Optimals, grape. Let me get the sponsors out there. Shout out to Grape Optimals. And that's how he starts out the show every day. So I mean, it's not like I can start the show out on a dull note or be in a bad mood. When I got somebody from a whole fucking million miles away that's feeling goddamn happy at a time that I ain't even trying to get up. Shit. Hey, that ain't nothing but a blessing to me, homie. Let's get it off the chain. You feel me?
That's all love.
I mean, it's like this. Speaking of my smokers, 420 is on the way if you did not know. You know what I'm saying?
What does 420 mean?
420 is on the way. It's like a, you know what? It's hard to explain, but we're going to explain it all on the mixtape we got coming. We're seeing the 420 Spectacular.
Let me break down my smoker's definition of it. Look on your calendar. The fourth month is April. Look on your weeks. 420 falls at the fourth week of every month. On the fourth week and on the 20th day, that is what 420 is all about. That is national, international, interplanetary smoke day.
Yeah. What he said.
Feel me?
You know
that's
what?
Where the 420 comes from. It's the fourth month. Yeah, that's every day, but you know what I'm saying? it's that one day we all get our smoking energy together and put it in the air, try to make the whole fucking world look like one big Hiroshima bomb, you know what I'm saying? And the whole clouds just sky.
All the believers in vegetation, you need that 420 spectacular. I'm telling you. You know what's crazy about the whole 420 thing? Prior to working on this mixtape, I didn't know shit about 420, dog. Like, my man came to me, he was like, dog, you celebrate 420? I'm like, what the fuck? So then, a couple of days later, I went to this music conference in D.C. Shout out to IGotItForFree.com, and they put it together. And the people was like, I was talking to them, and I was like, yeah, y'all know about 420? So the niggas was like, hell yeah, man, I celebrate that shit. And then they got all excited. I'm like, damn, so it's not just, you know, him that knows about it. Like, people know what 420 is. Like, it's a craze.
Nobody knew 420 before 2006 down here in Tampa. On the scale that I took it to, I rented out the club, man. I paid $1,000 at the bar. You know what I'm saying? They had to make $1,000 at their bar. You know what I'm saying? I got everything out the door. I did the free blunts. I went out and bought 3 cases of Swisher Sweets. You know what I'm saying? We had, my homeboy brung an ounce. I had a half ounce. My other homeboy brung an ounce of Dro. So it was free herb. You know what I'm saying? Free food, free herb. $1 gin and juice. And we had $2 Heineken. So I ain't even going to say what I made. I made all my money back. Plus, even though the club still tried to screw me over at the end of the motherfucking party, talking about I owed them for security. Because they was $248 short at the bar. I said, you motherfuckers crazy. I mean, I made $1,400 on the dough. So how the fuck you telling me you didn't make your $1,000 at the goddamn bar? The math wasn't there.
You know more than half of them people came there just to get fucked up. It's people that go to the club drunk to get even more drunk and get carried home. Before they leave the house, they say, I'm not coming back to my feet, and then they leave. They say, by the time I leave here, I'm going to be falling out. Somebody going to have to call a cab for me because I'm about to go dumb. You mean to tell me you can't make your money back? That's bullshit.
And that's bull. And the thing of it was, the dollar gin ran till 1 a.m. The club opened till 3. All the drink specials was off at 1 a.m. Everybody started showing up at 12, so from 12 to 1, bitches was trying to hit the bar. They hurry up and get their dollar drink. I mean, bitches were buying trays. You know what I'm saying? 20 drinks on a tray. 20 drinks, duh, boom, just give me 20 of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Which, that was my mentality.
That's what I'm talking about.
that's how you come to get fuck Bill. Bitch, this is a buck. Give me this shit, man. Give me 20 of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Give me a tray.
Like
I'll go hang out in the corner by myself.
A
you know?
Tray.
Like,
and I mean, a couple of people was doing that. And then they were buying trays just so, you know what I'm saying, the 5 people that they brought, okay, boom, now they all got free drinks. But then the other person to turn around, he'll go and buy a tray. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they did it all night. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was doing that. Man, I wasn't worried about it, dude. I had made my money. Everybody was super duper fucking high. I mean, you can check my MySpace to see the goddamn blunt pictures. You know what I'm saying? I got all the pictures of the blunts. I mean, we made blunts longer than your arm.
I don't believe it.
My shit, hold on. Let me post my motherfucking MySpace link in the goddamn room so y'all can check my shit out. I think it's a game. All my pictures are posted. You know what I'm saying? My shit is out there. You can call me Mr. Full Goddamn 20 because I take my shit to the extreme. Straight up.
It only makes sense.
I was at a club.
Hey, my line beeping. Hang on, y'all.
Okay. In 2005, now you can ask my artists and shit. You know what I'm saying? This was back in the day when I used to deal with this dude named Dutch Dirty. You know what I'm saying? All right. Big up to Lil Lola. I see she about to peel. You know what I'm saying? Much love, baby. You already know. You're doing a real big like that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming through. But, hold on, who is that?
Alright.
No, I was hearing something. Oh, okay, that was 202.
Oh, no, we were talking business right now.
Oh.
Bruce is in the house. He's over here trying to get me off the phone. I told him to go fuck himself, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, shit.
It's like,
you know, I'm here trying to do a million things at once, but at least give me my time for my real radio Wrecking the Game Radio, DJ Smell So Good live on Block Talk Radio.
It's only a few places that I've been, man, with a DJ actually let you make your own radio station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And actually, it's only been here. Shit.
Shout
never
out
been
to
on,
Boo News.
Never been on, you know, yeah, shout out to Dog, man. And I don't, see, it's a different term. See, my dog means like my homie, my friend, my ace, you know what I'm saying? So when you use that the first time, you talking about, you know, Boo News is my dog, and you say he locked up. I'm like, well, damn, why your dog get locked up, man? You know what I'm saying? So you weren't even thinking in that homeboy aspect of it. I was dead ass serious. I'm like, the fuck your dog would do? You know what I'm saying? He done robbed the bank or something? You talking about a goddamn four-legged feline and shit.
Nah, my son, he's my little dog. That's little Boo News, man. This motherfucker's a rider. Been through four accidents, and he's a little chihuahua. He's been through four, like, near-death accidents, and this motherfucker survived.
Hell,
this motherfucker's
nah.
a rider. That's all I got to say.
Somebody took over your name. How you talking and typing at the same time, Goofy Bone?
Who, me? Oh, man, that's Bruce, man.
Yeah, Tyler don't put him on blast.
hey, I'm the man that makes the impossible possible, but shit, I can't do all that at once, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. I was saying, though, at my show in 2005, I still got a picture of that, too. I got to find that. No, I promise you, I rolled a blunt, man. And bitch it took two hands to hold it. You know, it took two hands to hold it. And it was almost, let me see. I'm 5'11", so half of my arm would probably be two and a half feet long. You know what I'm saying? That's the length of my arm. So I made sure I rolled that bitch at least to cover my arm all the way across my motherfucking chest. So I dropped a half ounce in that bitch. It took actually a little bit more than a half ounce. But that was, you know what I'm saying? I know that was at least. And then halfway through, I had half that bitch rolled up. And I did it stupidly. I put all the fucking herb in the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Started rolling it section by section. Man, don't you know, when I picked the goddamn blunt up halfway, oh, yeah. Yeah. I lost about a motherfucking half ounce of weed before, you know what I'm saying, it fell out into the goddamn.
How can you do that to yourself?
That shit, it fell. The shit just started sliding. I'm like, oh, fuck. And that shit slid out. I said, ain't this a bitch. Good thing I had an ounce. Good thing I had an ounce with me and I wasn't too mad.
It smells so good. From a homie to a homie, on that particular episode, you should have doubled up. Because over here, I made a little thing. We throw a whole eighth. And one blunt, it's two blunts cut, but they're put together, and we call it a bazooka.
Well, this is what I did. I think it was six or seven Dutch Masters. You know what I'm saying? Lined them all together.
Oh, you be fucking with the Dutch Masters. That's why.
Well, that was back in the days. That was back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was back in the days.
Motherfucking Dutch Masters.
You goddamn bitches. I needed something long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I needed something long. So, your bitches there, man. But then how about this? Now, after I rolled the blunt, we motherfucker, I got this bitch rolled. It took me like 20 minutes. No bullshit. It took me 20 minutes to roll that bitch up. I rolled that shit up, walked down on stage, and everybody started taking pictures and shit. So I fired the bitch up, but it was, you know, still kind of moist. So the bitch fired up, but it wasn't smoking right. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
So I was like, all right. I was like, fuck it. Everybody better get your pictures. Get your pictures, because I'm finna break this bitch in half. I broke the bitch in half, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody take the pictures. Broke it in half. That bitch was two arm lengths. Exactly, in the air, you know what I'm saying? So I gave one to my homeboy. I fired up one. Don't you know this punk crab-ass motherfucker, the club was almost about to close. He tried to put my shit out and cuff it. Man, please. One thing about smell, I don't play with it when it anything. You can play with my motherfucking money. Before you play with my motherfucking reefer.
Oh.
Don't play with my reefer.
Ask in the sky. He knows how I get.
Don't play with
my
reefer, man.
I'm like a mad old bitch who ain't never been fucked in her life, man.
Oh. Matter of fact, check this out. How about, on the same crab note, I'm on stage. I'm at, this is at Club 112. Lil Flip and motherfucking Chameleon that came down here to do a show. Lil Flip had all his old fuck ass rolled gold bullshit, whatever the fuck he had on. He looked like a goddamn light-skinned Mr. T and shit. Like, fuck, he got all this goddamn jewelry on. Straight, I mean, bangles and all this old bullshit. That,
he got bangles on?
Bangles on. What the fuck? Bangles and shit? I'm like, all right. So, you know, he get on the stage doing this little shit. And I'm back there, I just rolled up a doo-wop. Now, this is just, you know, I roll up a doo-wop. Just, that's my regular blunt I take to the club. You know what I'm saying? That's two blunts put together, you know what I'm saying? That's a doo-wop. Because I don't be sitting there at night and then you keep rolling and rolling and rolling, you know what I'm saying? So I put two of them bitches in my ear and bitches be looking at me like, God damn, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? Nigga, I'm here to smoke. So he asked to the audience and shit, he was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm down here, I want to see who got that pine. Who in here got that pine? You know what I'm saying? Let your boy hit the blunt. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody in the crowd even smoking. Shit, I reached over, I laid, you know what I'm saying, he turned around, looked at me and shit, he grabbed my blunt, you know, I hit him the blunt, you know what I'm saying, he hit the blunt, like, two times, and then go back to rapping. Okay, I'm halfway into his rapping, I'm like, getting sober and shit, and I'm like, where the fuck is my blunt at? I don't have him a long-ass goddamn blunt. After he finished that one song, he's still in his set, I said, hey, cub. I said, where my blunt at? He turned around to his homeboy standing there. He had his little entourage standing on the side and shit. Yeah, he went over this live on his show. I mean, I don't know who got a video of this shit, dog. You will see this shit live for yourself. Somebody was videotaping that shit. Nigga walked over to his homeboy, and I be goddamn, his homeboy went standing off to the side with my shit cuffed. And bitch wasn't burning or nothing. The shit wasn't burning or nothing. He had done cuffed my shit, dog.
What
I said, man,
fuck?
I said, dog, you in Tampa, dog. We don't get down like that.
Hey,
ass fucked up.
Who is that again? That's
this Lil Flip.
Man, you know what? That just goes to show you. I mean, the guy's got bangles on. I mean,
all this goddamn gold this, gold that, and you going
like,
to cuff?
It's like, why are you gonna act hard with girl jewelry on, and then you're gonna cuff the man's shit? How the fuck do you live your life like that?
He cuffed.
Serious.
Shit. I said he gave it back, cause I told him, nigga, we were right. I will ride on your ass. I will ride on your ass.
I would have slapped that motherfucker in front of everybody. Who the fuck you think
that? That shit there, man. That shit there was just too. And don't get me wrong, I still had another big ass blunt in the other ear. But, bitch, that don't mean nothing. I didn't come here to fire you up and smoke you out. You know what I'm saying? If that was the case, then, yeah, we would have did that. If you asked me to come to VIP, I might have came in and fired you up. But cuffing my shit is a definite way to get your ass in the file 13. And that's the trash can.
You know what?
That's the trash can shit.
Motherfucker's a celebrity. He should already have his own shit. Like me, I don't. When I be singing, I don't ask nobody for a blunt or whatever. I'm doing
you
it myself.
You have to, man. If you don't listen here, I applaud fucking Snoop Dogg because everywhere that bitch, they knew to pull his ass off. They knew he was gonna have that guy. You gonna know to pull me over? Cause bitch, if I'm on any tour bus, that motherfucker gonna be past smoked up. You gonna think the engine burning? It's gonna be so much smoke coming out of that motherfucker. So I'm on my tour bus. But they pulled Snoop over plenty of times talking about, oh, he's riding with... Bitch, you know goddamn Snoop riding with some fucking marijuana, man. What kind of dumb shit is that? How did man ride? I would be. I don't care
where
I'm
at. I would love to smoke with Snoop because I know that's a motherfucker that can hang.
Yeah. I'm looking for niggas that can hang on the smoking tip. I be smoking down here. Niggas can't keep up with me. Well, I don't know. I got them Iron Maiden lungs and shit.
That's what I said. I think I was blessed by the devil or something. Cause shit, I got an immune system.
I'm blessed
like
by the heavenly smoke god. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, believe me, I have my faith in God. James 2:17 for y'all who are listening. Got a Bible next to you. I believe in my faith to God, but it's just I don't know. I'm a little weird sometimes.
Yeah, man. You know, all that.
Shout out to Goofy Bone, Boo News, Bruce. What it do, DJ Smell So Good? You tuning in live on Blog Talk Radio.
Don't forget, look, we got our homeboy, his name's Little Richard Productions, also in the house. Don't forget that.
What
Little
it do,
Richard?
Little
Richard Productions, big ups to our Nelson. The meanest barbecue of Mandela out there. You know what I'm saying? Holding down for Cali on the barbecue tip. Big ups to Hollywood, California out there. Jet Set doing his thing. Big ups my homeboy G-Mac. You know what I'm saying? Representing from Georgia all the way up to, I forgot what part he said he was in. I think he say Sacramento, though. I think he up there in Sacramento and shit. So big ups to Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to New York, Boston. Shit, in every international country out there. Because, I mean, the furthest motherfucker that's been listening so far, actually, no bullshit, dog, has been, Athens, motherfucking Greece.
New Zealand.
No, she's the furthest actual caller. But the furthest listener that don't listen to the show, whether it's been live or archived.
Miss Black.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
And then I'm lost for
Athens,
words.
Greece.
Where's that?
Athens, Greece.
No, but who was that, though?
I don't know. I mean, see, I got tracking little shits on my page. You know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, the little map shit. So it can track people.
Oh, really?
When they come in to check shit. Yeah.
Much love to Greece.
That shit showed Romania and then in Athens, Greece. I said, God damn.
She smells so good. You must be doing something good because, shit, everyone listening to you.
Oh, well, that's because I'm reaching outside the box, man. If you knew me, you probably wouldn't listen. Well, I can't say that because these motherfuckers from 813 calling in. They know how I get down, man.
Shit,
I try to be as real as the people that's calling up. And you call up that fake shit, I'm calling your ass back. Matter of fact, we got to make a phone call.
Yeah, let's make a phone call. Wow. Get the motherfucker right now.
Man, what is his ass at? What is motherfucker for?
Dumbass fools, man.
Punk ass motherfucker. Don't call in my show now. I'm telling you, if you call in my show playing on my motherfucking phone and shit, I do got call ID and I do use it. And I'm going to show you just how I use my shit.
Trace them fools.
Nah, because I called this old punk ass dude back yesterday and he thought it was a game and shit. Remember when we called the 404? Yeah, punk ass motherfucker. Call my guy.
Hey, Bruce said make that phone call.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it right. Fuck now.
Bruce will be the first one to jump on that dude.
I know. Little Hawaiian cut. He'll be killing people.
Yeah, hey, tell Bruce, man, he's going to hit me up with some Hawaiian contacts, man. I'm going down to Hawaii probably, I think, at the end of the next month.
Yeah?
All
right.
When people's down there, you know what I'm saying? When people's his Miss Thang, big up to his Miss Thang, you know what I'm saying? She gonna send a ticket, you know what I'm saying, for me. Bring me on down there and let me, you know, do my Honolulu thing and shit.
Yeah. Come on, you want a lady, pass the toe, Toto. Oh, yeah, Mahaka Kakoa from Bruce.
Mahaka Kakola. Mahaka Kakola.
No, Mahaka Kakoa.
All right, so if I go out there and get my ass whooped by saying that, I'm coming back.
Hey,
and
you
I'm
tell
going
me.
Straight to Cali, goddammit.
Straight
to Cali.
Hey, you tell me because I'm close to you there than we are right now. So you tell me they're picking on you. I'll go fly over there right now.
What?
Hey,
in Hawaii? A who? A what? What?
Hunu hunu nuku nuku apua'a. Don't say that over there.
Man, if I can remember all that, see, that's the one thing. I mean, Mexican, Cuban, Spanish, okay, it's a fast language, but when you start getting into German and other countries, that's when you're talking about dialect. That's when you're talking about, it's rock, split, rock, split, that hanalaka, bluka, rocka, you got to put a whole bunch of words together to make one word in American language, you know what I'm saying?
But I want to give a shout out to the Vietnamese because
to what?
Because the Vietnamese women, too.
Because
I be hitting them all the time, and you know, and
damn.
You am, if you guys understand me, and
what?
You am, my.
Man,
oh,
no.
I speak Vietnamese. I thought you knew something.
I do too. Ping pang on the ching chang with my wing wang. All the ladies know what I'm talking about. Ping pang with the ching chang on my wing wang.
The ping-pong
on the wing-wang. Hey, yeah, that means I want some head for a little bit of change on my wang-wang. That's American translation, you know. That's black and knees. That's black and knees right
hey,
there.
I'm over here. I just got off A87. I'm right here on the west side on San Jose Street.
Oh,
well, that's good.
San Jose Street out there. Not like I know where you're at, but yeah, I'm there with you, brother. I'm there with you.
Hey, but anyways, much love to all the women out there. Goofy Bone will be hitting you soon, as soon as I get to your city. I'll be making love, and once you get the bone, you'll never leave me alone. But anyways, that's it.
That's another Cali promo right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Like you said, go to my page, you know, what I have on there, with the ladies waiting in line. Waiting in line is okay. One day you will be next.
Damn, I gotta find what that. I wrote that chick's number down. Where I wrote a number down at? The chick from your show. I got her. Oh, there it go. All right, yeah, there it go. Hold on.
Which one? Anyways, y'all listening to DJ Smell So Good live on Block Talk Radio. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. With DJ Smell So Good.
DA2 Livermore.
What the hell that
was? What happened
was?
There?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know what the fuck that was. Hold on.
It is Scott. Anyways, much love to everybody who's listening out there.
What happened?
Right.
You call me?
Yeah, I was just saying what's up.
Oh, nothing much, man. Just about to pick up my boy. I'm going to make him
I
call
just
in.
Called it, damn. I just called that number yesterday. And her answer machine picked up.
What number are you talking about?
The one that's the chick talking something. Your head is I know what's going down with your head or whatever.
Yeah, she wants to know what's going down with my head. You know.
Yeah, I know what's going down with your head. Some shit like that. Just hear your fuck out.
Hey.
She say, what's going on, Goofy Bone, besides your head?
Yeah, what's going on besides your head?
I'm like, damn, that's that little bitch, man.
Hey, you know what? You know, Goofy Bone, he's a jack of all trades, but one thing he does love to do is put a smile on all those women's faces. So, yeah, Shy Romance, if you're listening, I love you, girl.
Yeah, she got her show at 5:30 today. She going to be live. Check the Shy Romance show out.
So blame it on the rain.
Oh, shit, man. You keep reminding me of that shit, man. My bad.
What are you doing, Bruce? Oh, the zapper?
You got to make sure you put your finger in front of your mouth just in case you forget your lyrics, huh?
Hey, Bruce over here zapping bugs live in San Jose, California.
Oh, shit. We better take it back to the 80s, goddamn. We taking it back to the motherfucking 80s. Yeah, y'all see it, goddamn it. Put your MC Hammer pants on. Vanilla? I don't remember that one. Oh, there it go. Okay. Yeah, that's my shit right there. Oh, shit. There it go. Oh, shit. Y'all ain't ready for that, man. Y'all ain't ready for that. Ready for no goddamn Milli Vanilli, man.
Hey, but I'll tell you right now, that was motherfucking brought me back to the old school.
I'm bringing it back one more game. Y'all check it out.
Girl, you know it's true. Come on, Bruce, dance, man.
Yeah.
Some motherfucking music.
I ain't on the phone. I know y'all laughing and shit. I'm just holding the phone up to it.
Oh. Nah, I was telling Bruce to dance, but motherfucker said he ain't no Milli Vanilli fan. Girl, you know it's true. Sweet and thin, that's coming like a touch up on your skin. It lightens up my day. True. love you, girl. All you women out there. Goofy Bones loves you.
All right. Shit, I ain't trying to resurrect you, motherfucker. Shit, all right.
Oh, man.
All right. Shit, I ain't trying to bring
I'm fucking high as hell, and I'm enjoying that motherfucking music.
That shit there, man. When Lil Lola get back on, you know I have to play the old fucking song and shit. That shit there, man. I don't give a fuck, man. But I just show you about the that show you about the media, too, though, man. The media makes you and then turn around and just bends you over and breaks you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's some real middle finger to the media, man, out there that don't represent correctly. You know what I'm saying? They don't portray shit right. And they are a victim of that. You know what I'm saying? So, much love to Milli Vanilli, though, you know? Hey, I got one.
Robin Fab, man.
Robin Fab. This one's for you. It's going down real big.
What's
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
I'm
motherfucking stone. You gotta fucking relax. Oh man, it's a love song.
Ain't gonna lie, that was the shit. That song right
shit.
There was the motherfucking shit.
I was digging it.
I mean that. I mean now I know now. How old are you in this guy?
I'm 21.
Yeah, so you
yeah.
Don't have no idea about
know.
That. You weren't even.
I know.
You,
I remember
you,
that. Shit.
That was 1988, homie. So you weren't even out the nutsack.
Yeah,
not barely out the nutsack.
Again, I remember because there was this chick that I used to like in 88 when I was in second grade. And, man, for a young girl, man, she had a nice ass. And everyone used to call her Betty Big Booty. And and I remember that song, and I used to carry a boombox around me, and I used to play that song for her. And I said, this song's for you. Back when, you
well,
know, Goofy Bone was a little player, you know.
So, yeah, you was born. You was just born then, though. You was born in 88, right?
I was born December 2nd, 1987.
Okay, 87. Oh, yeah, so you was out for a little minute. You weren't listening to the motherfuckers, though.
Nah, it's new to me.
I was listening to it.
And see, now, this is, see what he just said, though? It's new to me. Which is the shame about music, because now that I'm playing that shit, he has no idea what we're really talking about. You know what I'm saying? But did you hear anything about Milli Vanilli ever? Like as far as the controversy and all the, you know what I'm saying, the shit behind them?
He's talking to you in the sky.
I'm sorry. I was talking to somebody. What was the question?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, have you ever heard of Milli Vanilli, though? I mean, like, they background,
yeah.
What they was known for
nah,
the scandal
I just know
and shit.
I just know his name because Goofy Bone always says that. He said, don't be Millie Manillin' it on stage. Oh, man. Y'all got me.
which is the most famous quote out there, man. Don't be Millie Vanilli on the goddamn on the stage. That's real. Don't be Millie Vanilli when you go into the DJ booth. That means don't be fake, man. I mean, you look up Millie Vanilli with the definition, that shit just gonna say fake. That's
no, because there's a couple of rappers that we've been to a couple of shows and they were doing, you know, they were lip singing their shit. And I'm like, how can you perform and you're lip singing?
And you're lip syncing.
Straight up. So that's why I tell him and Bruce, you know, because when
it's
we
not
go
like y'all
show,
singing. A singer, okay, I understand a singer because you got the whole certain notes and chords and all that. But
oh, no. I'm talking about a rapper, you know, just rapper, you know.
Come on, man. How you lip sync a rap?
But no, I push these guys because I'd be like, you know, let's go out there. Let's show them the fucking best show, you know, they ever fucking seen. You know, because anyone can sit there and rap and fuck on stage like karaoke. But like I did last show, I grabbed Studi and I fucking, you know, I had her writing me as I was singing my lyrics. You know, they were like, oh, my God, they never seen anything like that before.
They ain't no real performers. You know, you got to
gotta
perform.
They're the audience. You motherfucking perform. I remember I even got a picture when I was in my Transformer pajamas with the fucking vacuum cleaner, and I used to use that as my microphone, and I would sing and dance and shit like that, because I always wanted to perform.
This motherfucker said Transformer goddamn pajamas.
Man, I'm real. I tell a story. I tell you what the fuck I was wearing. Straight up.
Yeah. Hey, 501, you in the building? What it do?
Yeah. I need to hear that. 510, right? You said 501. It's 510 right here, baby. I need to hear that Straight Low Records. I want to get high.
What I said? Didn't I say 501? Oh, I did say 501. My bad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's 510? Cool, man? Where you calling out of?
Calling out of the town, man.
The town. Much love to the town. Oh,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
The town. What is that? Come on now. I'm country boy. Now you calling Florida. Now you got to break it down to us.
The town is Oakland, California, baby.
Oh, okay, big ups Oakland, big ups to the Raiders, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, coming down to do their thing. They got a game coming up, don't they? And playing Texas, right?
But we ain't worried about that, though. We Niner fans down here, I'll tell you what.
What?
Hell nah, bro. You better say you're a Raider fan if you're from the town,
what?
Bro.
How you, how you
on,
move
man.
From the old town and you a San Fran fan?
Come on, man.
That's like me saying I'm from Tampa and I like the Hurricanes and shit.
Hey, it happens,
baby. Hurricanes ain't shit. The Bucks, baby. The Bucks.
What happened to my jam? Where's my jam at, though? Where's my song? I'm requesting a song on it.
Awesome, talking about. I appreciate all the fans calling up, you know what I'm saying, to do some real shit. That's how you keep the shit in rotation, man.
Hey, what's
up? Much love, DJ. Smells so good.
If your artists out there don't got no fan base, then you are not an artist. You can't motherfucking make music for yourself. You have to make music for other people to enjoy. All right?
So ask him what he wants to hear.
He said, I want to get high.
Exactly.
Man,
exactly.
What the fuck we about to, matter of fact, hold on. Let me, before we get high.
Because when I'm up in the sky, I don't never want to come down.
I have to play this small chronic break intro. I have to play a small chronic break intro. This
Let's
is the new jam, everybody.
This
We're
is
going into
to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about.
Yeah, I had to play that little piece right there. You know what I mean? Because they started talking too goddamn long. I'm like, damn, nigga, I thought it was just a little skit. He started, yeah, I want to give shouts out to my mom and to my granddad, all the. Listen, oh man, I don't hear all that shit. Alright, so we get into this, let me get some gunshots going down, you know what I'm saying? Real big right here, represent live regular game radio, you know what I'm saying? Real big, all the way Straight Low Records. You know what I'm saying? This is my dog Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? The best smoke song out there, you know what I'm saying? Representing Cali real hard. Big ups to the 510 Old Town, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing real big. Hey, what's your name, homie? 510 just called in to make his request. Bitch, get my song on. It's all good. I'm getting it on, but you call me.
Hey,
a bitch,
much love for that
on.
Dude listening, man. That song is by Bruce, Goofy Bone, Sea Dog of TSK, and In the Sky over there on the west side. It's time to get high.
Be forgetting that's the key word to bring it back. When that's the end of the song. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here playing a game on the side too, y'all. Big up to big up to TorrentCity.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Torrent City. If anybody be looking for a virtual click game, that's all I'm doing is clicking on some shit. I don't even know what the fuck. It don't make no clicks, pops, bangs. You just click on shit and it virtually does shit. You know what I'm saying? And you read. So
hey, it smells so good.
What happened?
Hey, did you you ever get that picture of me on the floor?
And no, that's why I was telling him. I ain't never get the... And you was supposed to send it back, though. I thought...
I didn't be sending that shit.
Yeah, I told you I posted up on motherfucking MySpace. It's going down. Hey, I got to give you some late breaking news.
What would happen?
Y'all already know. Late breaking news. Senator Democrats won't vote on Palin nominees. This is coming out of Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, goodness.
State Senate Democrats are refusing to vote on the three names that Governor Palin forwarded as potential appointees for an open Juneau Senate seat, signing a new legal opinion that it was illegal for her to submit more than one name. Now, with that being said, she's already submitted two people before that's been rejected. So this is her failed attempt again to say, fuck it, I'm just going to send three motherfuckers. And then y'all go about it that way. Trying to be delayed. This is y'all motherfucking vice president that y'all would have had running this goddamn country, man. This bitch can't make no fucking decisions, man. She can't even appoint bitches. You know what I'm saying? She can't even find bitches to fill a empty fucking Senate seat in Alaska.
Wow. How many fucking people are out there?
Damn, man, that's just dumbfounding me, man. She's a...
Well, would you live out in Alaska?
Yeah, I would for temporary. Find me old fat Alaskan chick and roll up on her and shit.
You lying.
Yeah, man. Not to live, I say to go, though. Hell yeah, I go there and stay for
you. Ain't gonna be no black Eskimo out there. Come on, man.
Oh, man, shit. It is black people all over this motherfucking world, I promise you.
Yeah, but there's certain black people that could be Eskimos, but I know you can't be.
Oh, no, no. No, I mean, at the same time.
It's cold out there.
No, at the same time, I mean, I know how to acclimatize myself now. That's why our human body works in so many weird ways, man, that you would push yourself to do things that you thought you would never do. I thought I'd never run out the motherfucking door in Germany, and it was -3 degrees with no motherfucking shirt on. But I did it. I was drunker than a bitch. And that's why I did it. I was drunk as all. I was shit-faced drunk. And motherfuckers dared me. I was like, man, fuck it. You know how you be out your goddamn membranes anyway. It was -3 degrees. And I walked outside, walked down the stairs, and walked back up the stairs, walked back inside without a fucking shirt on or anything. Just my BDU pants.
Damn.
I mean, it's called acclimatizing your body. You feel me? It don't matter if I come to Cali and I can't take your cold weather during the winter, and you can't come down here and during the summertime and can't take the heat. Your body just has to acclimatize to it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just cold turkey and go straight from Florida straight up to Alaska and think that you ain't going to be sick for the first week or two. You're going to be sicker than a bitch. You ain't even going to see Alaska for the first 2 weeks. You're going to be sick and really mentally fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to think it that it's cold. But if it's people been living there for years, come on now. And it ain't just white folks.
Oh yeah, I know, but you gotta be born there to get it. All right, let her.
I mean, because you got who?
Little Richard Productions. He's leaving straight low. He says, "What's up, DJ Smell?" So
yeah, yeah. Big ups to my dog Bruce. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Old Town calling back in. You know what I'm saying? Hope you enjoy
much
that.
Much to the O.
You know what I'm saying? Hope you enjoy that. Big ups. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Smell,
yo, what's that?
It's your boy in the sky. I'm going to just tell y'all that I'm going to cut out right now. I want to shout out to Bruce, Goofy Bone. What's up, Boo News? What's up, Lil Richard? And DJ Selfagate, thanks for having the show, man. You brighten up my day. You give me something to look forward to.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. The positive words, man, because it takes people with positive energy, man, to create positive energy. You know what I'm saying? When you get all that old knucklehead shit, you know, that's when we got to get, you know, put the lynch mob down and shit. So I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be here as long as the Lord wake me up and give me some fingers to get them to push these buttons. I'll be clicking this motherfucker on every day. Make some sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Shit, straight up.
All right, man. Y'all take care. I'm out.
But, yeah, be safe, homie. That's real.
Get out of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, motherfucker. Hell nah. Oh, memorizing door size sounds.
Yeah. You got to.
501, you back in the building, man. What's up, old town? Oh, you just on the line listening. Some people just call in to listen. That's cool, too. I appreciate it either way. You know what I'm saying? One that real big. OTMP, trying to figure out who that is. OTMP, where you from? Where you from? Where you from? Big up to Professor ED, you know what I'm saying? She's been kind of silent, bobbing it on the phone, you know what I'm saying? She's been doing some things around the house.
I thought she was doing her hair.
Yeah, I thought somebody Superman in her hair, but she said no, so. Hey, nah, dude, I was in the hood yesterday, my own, lady had called in, which I didn't even know. She called in, and Thompson, I owe the $5. I was like, no, I don't think I said nothing about $5. I said a fire up, and I don't think I was talking to you because you don't smoke. I was talking to my own boy, and she was like, yeah, I heard you when you talking about skeeting on that girl back. I'm skeeting on the girl. Yeah, I'm like, no, I didn't say that. I might have said Superman on her back and Superman on her ear, but I didn't use the exact words skeeting on any female.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm over here skeeting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you shooting? Yes, I'm shooting. And it's not blanks. Oh, man. Big ups to the ghetto words of the world, man.
This ghetto word of the week is skeeting.
Skeet. Oh, shit. I have to dig up Polk County. They got a whole song dedicated to that called Get Skeeted On.
Oh.
You ain't never heard that?
Polk County.
Get Skeeted On. You niggas ain't got a chopper. You get skeeted on. Get skeeted on. That's what they said. And they play this on the radio. Skeet, skeet, ah. Skeet, skeet, ah. This plays on the radio, people.
Sorry.
Yeah, that plays on the radio. That shit there, so that's just as hilarious as the fuck something for the team Wayne and Fries. And that gets played. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I can't call it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just be creative in your music and somebody listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody listen and love it. So, I do it. I got to send middle fingers up to Lil Wayne. I'm going to do this all week long.
Oh, little man. Don't get me started, bro.
Yeah, Saturday I'm going to dedicate Scandalous Biatch Saturdays to him. You know what I'm saying? He will.
What that little motherfucker do now?
A focus of my attention. No, just the simple fact that he said that shit. So until all the motherfucking DJs that I know or can ever get in contact with, and we totally boycott his motherfucking ass to show any artist out there that you just don't do that. It's just like a DJ turning around and hosting your fucking mixtape. And he getting on there talking about, man, this mixtape ain't shit. This ain't no,
yeah.
and you ain't listen to it now. You just putting it in his hands knowing that he a good dude and he gonna look out for you, and then you burn up 100,000 and now he dissing you on 100,000 goddamn mixtapes.
That's
how I feel. You feel me? If you go and make a YouTube video and you put it out there and you say fuck all mixtape DJs, man, I don't even know you, motherfucker. I ain't never met you. I ain't never wanted to meet you. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't mean nothing to me, but I still take a person as a DJ, and I have put your motherfucking song. I done played your shit on. I done played fucking Lollipop on here. You know what I'm saying? I done played, I don't play really no indie artist. I mean, signed artist. Try not to. You know what I'm saying? But just to break the monotony, you know what I'm saying, I'll play some commercial shit, and hopefully it's a remix. You know what I'm saying? But a straight-up song, nah, fuck that. So, middle finger to Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? You are a bitch now. You have fell into the bitch category.
He's been a bitch to me ever since he got punked. It's like, how can you gangbang and go in the wrong neighborhood and sit there in your car and be
ain't
a little bitch?
Ain't got a teardrop.
it's so funny.
Got a teardrop for?
See what tattoos could do to people who ain't down?
You understand what a teardrop is, all right?
Oh, come on.
So I'm saying, why would you do that?
teardrop.
I mean, that's not even that's not even something cool. I mean, unless you was really about that life. And I don't think he murked not a motherfucking thing unless he was murdering freestyles and shit. Because other than that,
you know,
I mean, that's what a teardrop is for. Teardrops is when you don't murk somebody. That's when you get a fucking teardrop.
Okay.
And over here,
a teardrop is for 5 years in the pen.
What?
Each teardrop is 5 years in the pen, yeah.
Damn. Oh, okay. So it is universal meanings to it.
Yeah.
I watched that shit back. What was that? The movie where your boy got shot in the back when he was trying to jump over the fence as a little boy, and he shot him in the back with a shotgun, and he had all the pellets in his back. He survived, but they was trying to steal and shit.
Damn,
what the fuck is that movie, man? Oh, man, I have to remember the damn name. It was an old school movie and shit, but the dude had, when he had just got out, you know what I'm saying, he had his teardrops on him and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's what
I know what you're talking about. It was OG Bobby Johnson.
Bam. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's called Deuce, was it? Oh, no, that's the hood.
That was the hood. Yeah, he kept talking about
South Central. Wasn't
he
it called?
So, yeah, that's what it was, South Central. He kept talking about Deuce.
Yeah.
That shit, that was so funny. Deuce. Like, he was the hardest motherfucker, though, man. That was a hard-ass movie, you know what I'm saying? But he earned his goddamn teardrops and shit. But
yes.
And when he came out, he also let you know that ain't nothing to glorify.
You know
what I'm saying?
It was
the story behind
it. Yeah, but, you know, it's just the fact of the matter is, you know, don't be involving yourself in the mess if you're not involved in the mess. You know what I mean? It's like adding fuel to the fire, but you're burning yourself.
Yeah. People want
to
be hard. They ain't really hard. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They go along for the ride, but ain't ready to ride. I can't stand niggas.
What are you doing?
Ain't got no riders. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we ain't got. If you ain't a rider, man, don't. Okay.
Oh yeah, like I tell my friends, there's only a selected few that can handle this stuff, and there's a selected few that can't. And believe me, if something's gonna go down, and if you can't handle it, just walk away.
Yeah, well, that's called being a real man, but. All that walking away shit, you know what I'm saying? And you got a pussy nigga that's got a gun that he ain't scared to shoot a nigga in the back. Sometimes you just got to govern yourself accordingly.
that's all
I can see.
You got to play your cards accordingly. Yeah.
Yeah, straight up. Well, this is Tearing It Up Thursday right here live, man, you know what I'm saying? And this is Florida all the way to the West Coast, to the South Coast, to the North Coast. I don't even know if it is such thing, but... Fuck it. We're going coast to coast. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't no North Coast. We don't have beaches. Well, fuck it. God damn it. Shit. Imagine a coast. You got a coast up there now. Shit. So, big ups to all the coastesses out there.
The fucking coastesses. What are you guys doing over here with the coastesses?
Oh, man. That's... Hey, we got to start writing this shit down, man. Fucking hood words of the year. At the end of the year, we got to come out, write, you know what I'm saying, repeat all the hood words we done learned on a daily basis and shit, man.
Coastesses.
We're rocking from coastesses to coastesses.
That's a good one. Oh, man. Back in the game, radio.
Oh, shit, man. Let me get into one of these tracks. Hey, big ol' style of ladies. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, do the lady songs.
I was supposed to be playing like four ladies.
Because I'm all
stoned down.
And I'm just all mellowed out outside with Boonie. So,
yeah, so I'm going to play...
Love.
I'm going to play a little... Yeah, MC Light. I'm going to play MC Light Love.
Oh, there you go, MC Light.
No, I'm going to play this Closer, though. This goddamn Closer. This soundtrack, I don't know where it came from. I know this beat hard as hell. And the song is just nice. The bitch real nice. This is MC Light. You know what I'm saying? It's called Closer. You know what I'm saying? Almost September album is in the stores now. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go check that out. Pick it up. And you can just Yahoo MC Light now. Pull up all her other info, other MySpaces and all that. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Check it out. Regular Game Radio.
I'm sure I should, like, start the track off and say something really cool. Like, yeah. You know how rappers always start their song off like, yeah, I can't even do that. Like, I'm whatever. Yeah. Oh shit, I did it. I can't even verbalize how good I feel right now. That I think it does. I take a look at where I'm at, where I'm at. Close my eyes, I see space, go there and back. Unknown friends saying come home, but I'd rather be a king sitting on the sun's throne. Think about it, they all say I'm hot, but if all of this stops, will I at all be on top? Should I even be afraid of rejection? Calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it through the apocalypse? I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone.
Hello? The fuck happened? Hello? I don't know what the hell happened. All right. I don't know what the fuck that happened. Now, what the hell happened? Sent you a track. All right. Oh, OTMP sent us a track. You know what I'm saying? Let me check the email real quick. No, you say you sent it. SmellyBTR@live.com. If you send any music, send it to SmellyBTR@live.com. I will get it. I check my shit. Just like I'm checking it right now. Let me see. OTMP. TY. Ty Ty. I got your track. Oh, are you saying thank you? Thank you. Big up, Ty Ty. You know what I'm saying? It's called banging. Oh, the other thing is, OTMP, please. Please only send me MP3 tracks. I don't really do the Windows Media Amp, you know what I'm saying? Because I upload it straight to my show, and it might take the Windows Media Amp. I don't think it is. But normally I only take MP3 tracks only. So, you know what I'm saying? When you send me MP3, and you know what I'm saying? I definitely upload it. I did get the track, you know what I'm saying? So it is received. I will check it out too, you know. Well, that's what I do. So what we're gonna do, people? You know what I'm saying? We got 3 minutes left. OTMP. I don't even know what that stands for. Just he's one of the users on Blog Talk Radio in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? If you want to log on, be live in the chat room. It's blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. That's SmellyBTR. You know what I'm saying? Or send all info, MP3s only, please, to smellybtr@live.com. That's SmellyBTR@live.com. Going out real big. We finna hear a little sample of this as we go out the door, you know what I'm saying? And appreciate everybody. Much love, you know what I'm saying? Khaled, everywhere, man. Just everybody who takes the time out, you know what I'm saying, and calls in and show their appreciation, you know what I'm saying, for me doing real things, for y'all doing real things, by being the artist that y'all are, you know what I'm saying? That's just coming straight from a real G. That's me. I gotta say one thing, man. Artists, please stop dating your music. You know what I'm saying? Don't date your music, man. I mean, don't date your music. Your music is timeless. You know what I'm saying? You know when you made it. You know when you copyrighted a track. So saying 2000 or this is two, y'all know it's 2009 up in, you know what I mean, that dates your music though, which means that takes a little credit off of the originality of your music. Meaning if I played that, you know what I'm saying, two more years from now, people going to be like, oh man, that's an old song, that's an old track. Bitch, it ain't old if you ain't never heard the shit. You know what I'm saying? So just don't date your music, man. Keep your music timeless, you know what I'm saying? And on that tip, you know what I'm saying, big ups OTMP, you know what I'm saying, send us a track. We're gonna close the show out like this here, man. It's called Banging. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Cali. Y'all already know, 510, you know what I'm saying, 408-805, you know, 601. I mean, every area code out there, man, in every country code, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to you. Sports smells so good, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Tampa, Florida, baby. Yeah.
Hey, sick! Come on, cut. Typical animosity from the tragic teeth from the MIC. Represent on P, SRT for the MIT. Putting it down verbally, I'll rap a nigga easily. Gotta make the currency, beat like him to the peak. Leaving the gas devastated off the shit that I created. Bust the nigga perpetrated off the mind is most hated. Cause we doing big things, living life in a rap tank. Floss on rolling pinky rank, and we got the biggest slant. We don't move the fucking bank. What I claim, can't be tanked. Puffing on the Mary Jane, my state of mind is insane. Stacking baby, to the ceiling. Yeah, that's my operation. Game that I'm missing. Fuck the situations. My name is Sick With It. Hoes won't they get with it. I'm a fine ass nigga. I gotta slip for the pen and hit it. Cause in this twisted industry, I'ma get mine. I'ma shine. Coming off the motherfucking mind. Banging, slanging, nuts just hanging. Blowing bomb trees in the street, maintaining. Fucking a lot of bitches, way too many to be naming. Keeping the street people, the daughter, cause too many niggas be taking. Banging, slanging, nuts just hanging. Blowing bomb trees in the street, maintaining. Fucking a lot of bitches, way too many to be naming. Keeping the street people, the daughter, cause too many niggas be taking. Too low, you know, uh-oh, I smash the show. Rolling up last, I smash you, my shit's full. Close the door, I got control of the situation. No hesitation, that game like my Sony PlayStation. I'm on a treasure hunt, consistently blowing stuff. Cut up in my truck while loot all make my shit go dumb. So let it rain, let it drip, all TNT is the click. As I flip a pound in the town, it keeps it lit. I keep it going and going, the player haters wanna see me fall. Hit the studio track two, fuck all of y'all. It's a daily game, and it's a damn shame. And if they try to run up on me, don't be just saying. From the cradle to the grave, I make a pay in the worst way. Each and every day until my last day. I never perpetrate, infiltrate off the mind, paper chase, dirty fakes. What am I saying? Claiming that you hold the weight. All the same, hold the weight. Nigga, pump your brakes. I make a bounce, bounce, bounce. Shake, shake, shake. With this groove bang, a who bang. You know the name, OTMP. Spit bang. I'm just laughing at y'all, cause y'all so damn funny. Look at me now, who's making big money? Bangin', slangin', nuts just hangin', blowin' bomb trees in the street, maintainin'. Fuckin' a lot of bitches, way too many to be namin'. Keepin' the strictly for the daughter, cause too many niggas be bangin'. Bangin', slangin', nuts just hangin', blowin' bomb trees in the street, maintainin'. Fuckin' a lot of bitches, way too many to be namin'. Keepin' the strictly for the daughter, cause too many niggas be bangin'.
Bangin', slangin'. nigga hanging with the true ass niggas. Holla if you feelin', off the mind killers, it's really. Killin' with Trey BK's, let's get with it in the gut. With a fat bag of business, being an old Phil Blunt. In the gut, only sangin' niggas smoke. Before I started rapping, time to hear the label, we were broke. Rubbing the turtle jump and making a hater split his own throat. While fucking a hoe with it at the same time, busting a nut, blow my mofo. Getting blown, leave home with the top back, I grow. Telephone, off the mind, the loophole is well known. Fulfillin' the track, there's a sack, cutting off the Cadillac. How you wanna act? Call yourself a Mac. Get jacked with strap, leave your guts hanging out your back. Better learn how to interact with the killers working black. Worldwide, living since became my profession. Scoot and sessions, I see the deal, we doing the real counter check. Banging, slanging, nuts just hanging. Throwing bomb trees in the streets, man, canging. Talking a lot of bitches, way too many to be naming. Keeping the strictly posted, talking to too many niggas, be banging. Banging, slanging, nuts just hanging. Throwing bomb trees in the streets, man, canging. Fucking a lot of bitches, way too many to be naming. Keeping the strictly posted, talking to too many niggas, be banging.
Peace, Wrecking the Game Radio, and we out.